You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth Ruyek. Sacramento blues Americana multi-instrumentalist Katie Knipp has had an exciting few weeks, to be sure. She released her fifth studio album with the first single charting on Billboard. Knipp stopped by the studio back in November to talk about the new album, Take It With You, and what it was like to find her song on the blues album chart.
It's been a whirlwind. In fact, I'm riding off like 2 hours of sleep right now.
Mm-hmm.
gosh, you know, last Friday I got this magical email from the guys over at Billboard charting headquarters.
And they tell you ahead of time?
Well, they said, this is what drove me crazy. They said, so you might be charting on the Blues Albums chart and the Heat Seekers Pacific chart. So we need to verify your UPC code. And I was like, what? I might on both charts?
Right.
I didn't expect that. I had a goal to get on the Heat Seekers chart with my pre-sales campaign I ran. And everybody was so supportive buying it and stuff. So anyway, I had to wait for like 4 days because the charts didn't come out till Tuesday. To find out. So Tuesday morning at 6 a.m, I'm going on the computer trying to figure out how to find this chart because it's not the main chart. So you have to kind of dig a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband finally comes up to me and he shoves a phone screen in front of my face. He says, Katie, I just Googled it. Here you are. You're number 10. I said, what?
Oh, my gosh. Is that like something you've just been dreaming of?
Yes, of course.
Ever.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Let's hear a bit from this charting album right now so we can all get a taste of what the studio sound is like. Then we'll hear from you live in just a little bit. Tell us about I Don't Sing For You.
Yeah, it's just about the freedom of finally not singing about an ex-boyfriend, not caring about them being a muse anymore.
Right. Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, so Brett von Reckfertig is on the lead guitar part there, and we've got Zach Proteau on bass, Neil Campisano on drums, and I was able to get my friend Scott Berlin of SBL as a harmony vocalist on there, too.
Nice.
So it was really fun.
So you're charting on the blues albums, but how do you describe your sound?
It's more blues Americana. I'm definitely not straight-ahead blues. I'm inspired by so many people, from jazz to even classical to everything, but blues has obviously become a pretty wide term. So, hey, right. I'll take it. If they're putting it on that chart, great.
You could be on the pop dance singles and you wouldn't care, right?
Yeah.
It's on there. What was your inspiration for this album?
It's a collection of different stories. Honestly, I was happy to just do it at all because I had two babies in a row pretty recently, and the demands of motherhood made it a little difficult to practice at all, write at all. So what happened was my love for music in general and for songwriting and playing just one note, for crying out loud, just increased exponentially because I began to appreciate the time that I did have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a second chance at life or something. That's what it feels like to me right now.
Nice. We all want those.
Yeah.
I meant to ask you before you got in here, where are you from?
Originally, I grew up in Concord.
The East Bay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then lived there for 20-something years. And then I lived in Marin County for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years.
I grew up there.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I lived in Mill Valley.
Uh-huh. Nice.
And then I've been in the Sacramento area for about 10 years.
So we can claim you.
Yes. Yeah.
Is what I'm getting at. I guess, yeah. Okay, so since we're claiming you, we'll say Sacramento's very own Katie Nipp is going to perform live for us now. So I'll give you a second to get into that position. And while you're doing that, I want to ask you, do you prefer studio sessions or performing live?
I like performing live the most because when you record, it just feels like you have this pressure to be perfect. You know,
I would think it would be reversed, that you need to be perfect because it's one chance on stage, but you can re-record something in the studio.
Yeah, but I love the communication on stage. I love being able to goof around with the audience and tell them funny stories and have that energy exchange. You know, when you're by yourself in the studio, it's hard to get pumped up, you know?
Yeah, no, I understand that. So what are we going to hear?
This is a song called Letters, and I figure since Veterans Day was just a few days ago, this is written about a military couple where one of them has post-traumatic stress disorder, and they're just trying to keep the faith in their marriage.
Terrific. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Saw you drinking your dinner and I saw you standing on the edge and I know that we belong together. So sitting in your gutter point and I saw you standing on your highest mountain and I know we still need time. For us.
The song Letters by Billboard charting artist Katie Nipp. She visited Insight back in November after the release of her fifth album, Take It With You. You can see a video of Nipp performing in the Insight studio at our website, capradio.org/insight. And that's Insight for today. I'm Randall White. Insight is produced by Jen Picard, Bert Johnson, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Today's engineer was Anthony Van Hook. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We're back with another live show tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.